Maul pushed the speeder bike to maximum velocity, rocketing through the ferrocrete labyrinth on a plane between two levels of skycar traffic. The speeder had no stealth capabilities, but that did not matter. His speed and his control were more than sufficient to leave the pursuing droid behind. He knew the droid was comlinking ahead, calling for reinforcements to surround him and bring him to a stop. He couldn't let that happen. There was a break in the lower traffic flow ahead. Maul altered the speeder's thrust angle and dived through it, descending several stories until he dropped through a fog layer that hovered perhaps 30 meters above the ground. They could still track him, of course, but he knew that as long as he was not endangering any lives other than his own, he would not be as high a priority to them. Besides, he had almost reached his destination. He arrived without further incident and parked the speeder bike in one of the local lots, paying for the rest of the day in advance. Then he stepped onto a slidewalk that carried him toward one of the many outposts of the Coruscant Customs Bureau. Several times, he noticed people looking at him. His appearance was capable of turning heads, even on so cosmopolitan a planet as Coruscant. It would take considerable concentration to blind these folks to his presence by using the Force, though it could be done. But it did not matter who saw him at this point. If all went according to plan, he would be off Coruscant in less than a day, his mission completed. He had one thing to his advantage. Even though there was a bigger variety of alien races and species here than practically anywhere else in the galaxy, there still weren't a lot of Nimoidians to be seen. Due to the recent tension between the Republic and the Trade Federation, Maul entered the imposing structure of the Customs Bureau and moved quickly to a databank terminal. Using a password provided by Lord Sidious, he instituted a holonet search that turned up a record of a recently arrived Nimoidian. The image matched the one of Hath Monchar, given to him by his master. The name was different, but that was not surprising. Maul ordered a new search parameter, trying to track Monchar through debit card use. There was no record of any transactions. Again, not surprising, the Nimoidian would be too canny to be caught that way. No doubt he used only cash while on Coruscant. A line had begun to form behind him. Other people wanted to use the terminal he was monopolizing. He could hear grumbling voices as citizens and tourists grew increasingly impatient. He ignored them. He hacked into the planetary security grid that monitored the spaceports and surrounding environs, calling up the last 24 hours of a constant collage of images taken by stationary and roving holocams. He ordered the system to search its files for Nimoidians. He found several images, one of which was promising. It wasn't much to go on. A blurred image of a Nimoidian entering a tavern not far from there a few hours earlier, but it was better than nothing. Maul smiled faintly. His hand brushed the grip of the double-bladed lightsaber that hung from his belt. He noted the address of the tavern, then turned and left the building.